Hey, welcome inside the MTOM studio. I'm Paul Yeager. Glad you would be with us again this week. We are two things I want to cover right here. We are revisiting with a guest that we actually visited with before we visited with her at the Iowa State Fair. Lois Martin, you might remember, we had a corndog conversation with, and we aired that whole episode about her memories of the fair. Well, we cut out a whole bunch of her story that led us to her in the first place. And that brings me to the second part that I want to tell you. And it's what I have here. This is what we call some trinkets. I called it the memory wall of sorts. These are knickknacks that our producers have collected from their time on the road at Market to Market. These are physical trinkets. What Carly Martin has is a mental trinket of showing pigs with her grandmother, Lois. So we had a conversation with Carly and Lois before the Iowa State Fair, and I wanted to make sure you were able to see the interaction between the two, a little bit of the story about how Lois got back into the ring of showing animals. And we also hear a little bit from Carly about her grandmother and what she means to her. So thought this would be a good opportunity for you to listen, enjoy this discussion. And again, if you have any feedback for me, paul.yeager@iowapbs.org. Like, share, do whatever you need to for someone else that might find this interesting. Thank you. And here is our fun discussion. Lois, I have to apologize to your VBS group. I'm keeping you from VBS right now, so thank you for giving up your time. Is this your first time helping with Vacation Bible School?
Oh, my, no. It's probably the 70th year.
What are you doing?
So I've been doing it for a good long while.
Wait, time out. You're 92 and a half. Are you already rounding up?
Oh, well, I'm closer to 93 than 92.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes.
So what, yes. Now you thought you were going to be like a floater, helped with crafts, and what have been some of the jobs you've done at VBS?
Oh, I've been in charge of the food. I've been in charge of the whole thing as a whole, getting teachers lined up and stuff. I still go out and get kids in our neighborhood. I try to find kids that go to another church that would like to come to our Bible school and call on people and
recruitment.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, she's a recruiter. Carly, it sounds like she's in sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm in sales.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, you're in Marion.
Help wherever I can.
You're in Marion, Iowa, which is, I'm guessing in your 92 and a half years has changed a little bit. Have you always been in this area?
Yes. We got married in 1947, and we moved here. And we've never been gone from here. And I was born 12 miles west of here, so I've really not got very far.
So Linn County is your home area?
Yes.
So were you on a farm then when you were born?
Yes, I was.
What was that like? What was
storms?
A what?
I was born in a blizzard.
That happens.
January.
January of, oh goodness, let me do the math, 1929.
Yes.
A blizzard. Did they write about that blizzard? I mean, have you seen pictures?
No. They didn't have those kind of things back in those days. I was born in the house on the hot farm.
What was the farm like where you grew up?
Oh, it was just a typical old farmhouse, and we didn't have running water nor electricity. We carried corn cobs and wood in to cook with, and took a bath in that old square bathtub Saturday night, once a week.
That's right. The once a week bath.
Have that now.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally get it. Heck, we even were once a week bathers sometimes when we were kids. So then you moved, got married and moved not too terribly far away?
Yes, 12 miles.
And what was that farm like?
Well, we lived along the highway in a little house, and I raised some chickens, and Lloyd come up to the home farm, which was about a mile and a half, to milk cows and take care of pigs. And I had a big garden, and I remember there were snakes down there, and they come in the strawberry bed, and I just hated that because I was afraid to go pick strawberries.
The snakes like the strawberries, or at least maybe the strawberries got put where the snakes were at. One of the two happened.
It was a little swampy just south of that. And so I think they kind of come up there from the swamp.
And so chickens, milking cows, was there crops involved?
Oh, yes. He was in, I didn't help at that time because I was having babies. I had five children by the time I was, 40. Anyhow, whatever.
Yeah.
And my youngest was born in 57, so you can figure that out from 47 to 57.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I mostly took care of the kids then, but after they got into school, the two younger ones especially, we had moved from the little house on the highway up here to the main farmhouse where his parents lived. And so I was closer to the activities, and I helped with the milking, and then I got to helping with the field work. I remember David, our youngest, used to sit at the end of the row and play with his toy tractors and things while I'd go across the field and then come back and check on him again. And that was kind of the way life was back then.
Well, it sounds like you were involved all the time. This involvement in things, you've got a definite pattern here of doing that. Was there a job that you liked better than the others?
I don't really know. I've never really hated anything that I had to do. I haven't really. My husband and I worked together hand in hand with about everything we did. Yeah, we used to have two combines, and I'd run one, he'd run one. Two corn pickers before we got combines. We would do neighbors' field work for them, too, custom work.
She's a great cook.
Oh, I love to cook, yeah,
and bake.
I love to cook and bake.
Well, I was just going to say, Carly, it doesn't even sound like she had any, I mean, there was no time to bake. If she's in the combine or in the picker.
Well, she finds time for everything.
I always fed the kids, at least.
Oh, you had that job. And then the grandkids after that?
Yes. Yeah, they started coming, and they still keep coming. There's always room for one more.
Who is the best help, kids or grandkids?
It depends which grandkids. There are some that are no help. And then there are some that are very good help. But our kids were always involved in 4-H, and they had their own chores that they had to do. They had to help with the milking and help with pigs. And so they were brought up to be workers.
Carly, what's your first memory of coming to the farm?
Oh, gosh. Well, I grew up on a farm myself. So my dad has basically worked on the main farm his whole life. So, and I live right next to the main farm. So I get to be neighbors with this gal, but grandma first, neighbor second. I would say just the pigs, I guess. That's kind of the main thing that I've always been involved with. And grandma and I are kind of the labor delivery nurses when it comes to baby pigs. That's kind of our specialty. So that's something we both enjoy doing together. So
when do you think, how old you were when you delivered and were in that role of nurse and delivery?
That's a great question. I know I was young enough to not really understand the whole anatomy of a pig, because I remember the first time I went to pull a pig, I just assumed it was going to be like this wide open ocean, and I was going to have to fish around to figure out like which was actually the baby pig that I was supposed to pull out. And then I learned about birth canals and horns and everything. And I had a notebook, and I put a tally mark anytime I pulled a pig because I was so proud of it. So I was pretty young.
I think she maybe was 8 or 9.
Could be.
Maybe a little younger. I don't know.
Was that the standard age, Lois, that people, the kids, the grandkids, when they would come, 8 or 9 is when they would have a step up in responsibilities?
No.
If you have skinny arms and you're a little bit strong and we're not home and need help, someone's got to step up to the plate.
That's right.
Well, when did your farm first get hogs?
Oh. 33 or 34, I think my husband's parents got hogs, and then my husband always had hogs when he got married. And
so the hogs have always kind of been there, and that's
And
at what point?
But we milked up to 100 cows at one time.
Yeah. There was never a dull moment.
No. Time consuming.
Now, I understand that Lloyd got into the Durox there at some point.
Mostly, but he got into Durox then.
Okay. And what was the other one you said? I'm sorry.
Hampshire.
Okay.
We always had Hampshire, but then he got into Durox.
So raising them is one thing, but at what point was the decision made to maybe start showing the animals? Or was that always a thing?
My husband and I didn't show pigs until the kids got into 4-H, and that's when we got involved really in showing. And then we started going to shows like at Tipton and Dubuque and West Union, taking our pigs to other places than Linn County, besides the conferences that the national associations had for pigs. We went to them quite a bit.
And would that have been in the 60s and 70s when you started showing them then? Or?
I don't know. I don't know when we started, but I don't know. Stephen was in the 16 about, so you can figure that out.
Well, describe a show at that time. Was it different than it is today?
Yeah, even the hogs were different. They were a different style of hogs. Now they're so lean. Well, they've gone to the lean, and now they're not as lean as they used to be even. They've changed their looks on the pig. And
did you walk them at home before you showed them?
No.
I didn't do that when I was really little either.
No, I don't think that.
There was no practicing at home first.
No, you didn't groom them like we do now.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. When did you realize that you just can't show up, unload them, and go into the ring? That they're clearly the industry kind of evolved because everybody else kind of figured out, you know what, if we work with these a little bit, we can really put on a good show.
Yes, and they now we give them a good bath, and we showed the champion truckload at Austin at the Barrow Show one year, which was our pride and joy to be able to do that because we beat out the Kepis and some of those big names that had been doing it for years. So we came in there and got one shot at it and won. That's a memorial time.
So I guess if we would go into your house, is it just littered with trophies?
No, I put the trophies away. I don't like to dust trophies, but I have a lot of pig things.
Yes,
that show that I like pigs.
Banners and
things like that.
They're tucked away somewhere.
One wall has this great big picture of these Hampshires in the truckload lot, and it's nothing but the butts of the pigs. And someone said, "Why would you ever display a picture of nothing but the butts of the pigs?" And I said, "That's what made this.
That's the thing to do.
That was what they were judging on was the hams on those pigs and how they look."
You may have just given me the title of the episode, Nothing But the Butts of the Pigs. You know, that's a good episode name.
That makes someone want to check it out, right?
Yeah. When you showed that first time, we'll just say safely in the 60s, what, any idea, recollection, what was going through your mind of nerves, calm? Why am I here?
I sure do. The first time I showed was at the Dubuque County Fair, and we had been waiting for our Duroc class to come in, and they were running behind. Well, my son and another neighbor kid that was supposed to help knew the tractor pull was on, so they ran down the hill to the tractor pull, and all of a sudden they said, "Bring your Duroc sow or whatever into the ring, please." Oh my, there's nobody around, so I had to do it. So that was my first experience, was taking a big pig into the ring. Without any help, yes, but it got easier. And I enjoyed it.
Did it go okay?
Oh, sure. In fact, the judge even made the comment, "This pig looks like it's had an incision sewed up." And it was, as a little pig, it had a triangle? It had his skin had been tore, and I took my needle and thread and I sewed the pig up.
I'm going to guess that you were the one that sewed it.
and they could tell that it had been sutured and sewn, and it was one that I was showing.
They should have started calling you Doc Lois then or something like that.
I sewed up a lot of little pigs for David when they got cut or something. Yep.
So, Carly, at what point did you start showing in the ring?
Oh, I think I was about 4 years old, probably.
So before you were birthing them, you were showing them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So how does the family dynamic work about giving feedback or help in getting into the ring?
Yeah, well, I would say the majority of the showing is done by me in today's world. If we happen to have two in the same class, then Dad will usually get back out there and show. But as far as the feedback and everything, Dad and I, you know, select the pigs before the show together, which ones we think are going to be our favorites to do that. And then we've got a nice area where we walk them back in the trees. It's kind of shaded. Well, what trees are left after the derecho, but... So we walk them back there a few times before the show. We probably don't walk them as much as we should, but as you can tell, we've got a lot going on around here. So, Grandma, she watches all the shows that I go to online. They're all broadcasted live, so she gets to watch me show every time, even if she's not physically there, which is really nice. So
Lois, do you have a notebook about, oh, Carly did this, or, oh, this
one? No. Just memories.
So you're showing, how many years do you think you were actively showing, you yourself, Lois, in the ring?
Oh, not too many, maybe half a dozen.
So there
not
was
many, because the kids, you know, were able to do it. I just happened to be there at the time that I had to take over for these kids that were at the tractor pull.
You just got to go and organize.
Yeah, I was there with the chow wagon.
There you go.
Pampered to stay at these fairs. And I'd cook pancakes for other kids that were there showing. And some of these boys still look to me and say, oh, yeah, I remember when you came to the fair and we always ate pancakes with you. And they're all adult kids now.
And did you ask them if they're going to start grilling pancakes for somebody else? You know, they got to pass that on, pay that back.
No, they should. I don't know if they did or not, but they should. All so, good kids, though. I know that. They grew up to be good kids.
Prior to last month, when was the last time you'd shown?
We decided like 20 years ago, probably, at least.
Probably at the Austin Barrow Show, and it was probably about 20 years ago. We tried to trace back, and I could not find no date on the picture, and I could not find any magazine that had it in.
So what prompted you to get into this show in Kentucky?
Well, I made the comment once, sometime when you go to a hog show, maybe I can go along with you. I didn't expect to go that far, you know. I thought maybe Des Moines or Minnesota. And so they said, but why don't you go with us to Louisville? I thought, oh, that's a long ways off. I'll think about it. Well, when I finally decided, that's when they went out to the lot and chose a gilt so I would have a pig to show too. I couldn't believe they were doing that and making me show a pig, but it worked out all right.
It didn't take much convincing. Don't let her fool you. This is how the conversation went. I said, Grandma, you're going to show a pig at Louisville. I am? I'm like, yeah. She goes, oh, I guess I could do that.
Here, twist my arm, right? That type of thing?
Yep, yeah, exactly.
So, Carly,
I was nervous, though.
Well, Carly, did you and your dad cook this idea up, or how did that...
It's kind of my idea. My grandparents have always meant the world to me, and she's such a hard worker, and she does so much of the behind the scenes work around here, and she deserves all the recognition in the world, and I just thought it would be really special to get her back out there, and I knew she was capable of doing it too. I mean, for her to be at her age and be able to do the things she's able to do, I thought, why not have her show a pig? So, and luckily the one we chose, the first time I walked her, this was before she even knew she was going to show the gilt. I walked her and I thought, the stars are aligning because this gilt is so chill. Like, she acts like I've done with this with her at least 10 times already. I said, so that's when I felt even more comfortable about presenting the idea to Grandma, knowing this pig wasn't as crazy as some of them are.
And Lois, were you nervous, you said, when the
time
came?
Yeah, when I finally got it in the pin before you go into the ring, I was pretty nervous, and I just wasn't sure I could do it. But once I got in there, it just was natural. It felt good. I enjoyed it.
Is it
after they had talked about the pigs, you're supposed to walk out of the ring. And I think I was enjoying it so much that I went around again, and Carly came out there and finally took me out of the ring with my pig. Then I was a bit embarrassed.
Who were you competing against that day?
Oh, some people that I knew when they were kids and their parents were at these hog shows. And some of these men now were showing and had their own farms for their raising hogs.
Yeah.
And then there were other young kids in there, probably.
Probably, there's maybe as young as 8 or 12 or something.
Yeah, so
like that.
I was in there with a lot of different age groups.
So an open show.
Yes, it was an open show.
Yeah. You're nervous, but did you feel like it was like a bike and you got right back on the seat and pedaled through it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We call her Lorraine. So Grandma's middle name is Lorraine. So I was like, Grandma, we're naming her Lorraine. So Grandma got to walk Lorraine maybe 3 times before the show here at home.
So there was some pre-work done with
a little bit.
Lorraine,
that's minimal
Lois.
Compared to what most people are probably doing. But yes, a little bit of pre-work done.
Yeah, the shows are about 10 days before the show, and mostly they usually show them or
check them out months before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be honest, though. Don't you think the animal can sense when someone next to it is in control, in command, knows what they're doing?
Yes and no.
You don't think the animal, you don't think Lorraine necessarily could sniff out that I got a vet next to me?
No.
Grandma was probably there when Lorraine was born, so.
I probably was, because they were off to another hog show somewhere. So when they, about 3 weeks or 2 weeks before that hog show, they had been to Indiana to a show, and I had 10 sows I was watching for them farrow while they were gone playing. No, it isn't playing. It's work when you go to these hog shows, but it's fun.
Do you have tricks that you had or tips that you had passed down the line to say to Carly or the other kids that have shown?
Well, you have to have patience. I think that's one thing. People get too nervous and excited and they whip their pigs too much. And you have to have patience, because if you get the pig excited, then that
snowballs.
Yep, it does not help. If you get all excited and angry at your pig, you've got to have patience.
So patience is one.
Patience is one.
Work hard.
Yeah, good work ethics, I think. You are going to get out of life what you put into it. If you are lazy, you're not going to get very far. You have to work hard to get what you want. And I've decided now that it don't matter what age you are, it's just an age. And if you think you can do something, try it once. I'm not wanting to go in a hot air balloon, though.
Really? No hot air balloon?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that sounds fun.
I like to watch them.
Did you pick up tricks from her? I mean, did she offer things? I mean, if you've done it enough, you pick up some sense. But family, I mean, who's given you in the family the most advice, and what advice has that been?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I've always worked alongside my dad with this very closely, and as we mentioned earlier, it's really changed over the years, just the way things are done from start to finish. And you just have to adapt as the changes happen. You always got to be adapting to the new trends and new styles. And, you know, like one thing I told Grandma, I said, you can hold a brush when you're out there showing your gilt. If she doesn't want to move, just tap her on the back with that brush. No one cares if you do that. So,
but you wouldn't dare do that a few years ago. That was a no-no. You don't put your hand on that pig. You just have a whip. Or sometimes they would use a cane.
Yeah.
Or they would just use a piece of PVC pipe. It wasn't always a nice whip that they, but there's different ways to show pigs. We used to go down to Texas for the winter for 19 years. And my husband and I would go to this hog show at Mercedes. And the methods that they used to show their pigs was hilarious sometimes. Very, very funny. But that's the way they're doing it down there. Or they said, well, this came from California, this method. So they got it from someone else. But I noticed over the years that that changed down there, too. They didn't go quite so exotic. I mean, that was funny.
Back to that Iowa sensibility, Midwest sensibility down the middle.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how did the show go? Once it was done, was there a ribbon? Was there a place? Did you advance?
I got second place.
Yeah.
And then it went into the sale the next day, and it brought $5,250. So that I was really excited.
She was very
excited. Maybe it would bring 500. I was hoping it would bring 500. When it got to the 1,000 and it kept going up, I was just getting so excited because I thought, oh, this is wonderful, you know.
Carly, now that you hear her talk about this and you clearly have been proud of your grandmother, has this all been worth it, this ruse to get her back in the ring?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. It's exciting, you know, for her to do it, but then just for her story to be shared with other people as well. You know, she has Facebook, but, you know, I have Twitter and other things like that. And so to read some of the comments that people have said just about how cool it is and just like the family aspect behind it all. And I think it, you know, inspires other people of her age that are still involved or want to be still involved that, you know, they can do anything if they want to. There is no age limit on open shows, you know, so you can show at 93, 94. We don't have to quit at 92 and a half.
No,
so,
no.
Yeah, so, when is the next one you're going to show?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
we've got to let her make guilt to Lorraine.
Yeah, I know.
Show her.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
We'll see. But yeah, it's just been neat to share the story. Everything we've done has always been a family deal, and this just carries right along with that.
I have been blessed with good health. God has been so good to us, and my husband had cancer for 30 years, so we've had our good ups and downs and times through the years with the kids, you know, somebody got hurt or something, but we always come through because we just have faith and know that things, you have to keep going on. And even though you have a derecho, you have to have faith that it's going to get better. And even those trees laying out there that aren't cut up yet, someday we'll get to it. They even got a chainsaw last year for Christmas.
That's what I heard. And you're out there running it?
Yeah. It's just a little one.
Isn't that what most 90-plus-year-olds get for Christmas, chainsaws?
Yeah. It's easy. So forget gift certificates to some restaurant. You got Grandma a chainsaw.
Yeah, my cousin got her a chainsaw. So
I just don't go down there by myself, though. I wait till somebody can go with me. And my son gave me a lesson how to use it. And he has one just like it.
Does he start it for you?
My has one just like it, yeah.
Who starts it?
Oh, that's no problem.
Okay.
You just push this little lever. Oh. And if something goes wrong and you release, it just shuts off immediately. So, you know, if a problem arises.
She's got it
under
control.
It's a safety. It's got it.
I love it. And so you survived the derecho, the pandemic, and here you are showing animals, and I hope that you keep doing it until there's no hogs left to show. How about that?
Well, I want hogs left to show.
It's always going to be one to show.
The next generation.
That's right. Yes. Carly, Lois, thank you so very much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
My thanks to Lois and Carly Martin for their time. And if you think you've got anything that might be good for our wall, you can always send it to us at P.O. Box 6450, Johnston, Iowa, 50131. I'm just saying, we might put it on here and discuss it. If you also have a comment, we'd love to hear what you think about the podcast and a story tip. market2market@iowapbs.org. So thank you so very much for watching, listening, or reading this week. And we hope to see you next Tuesday on our next installment of the podcast.